All right, welcome to Grenade Motivation. I hope everybody had an amazing, 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 amazing week. I know I did. Super blessed. Can't complain. Business is good. Life is good. So I hope you're feeling the same way, guys. But today, just want to talk about some quick things. I had a little situation that came up this week when I was at a Starbucks. Lady was just complaining about her life, and wasn't even to me. I was sitting in one of those nice comfortable couches at Starbucks. I just got out of a meeting. I decided to stay to finish some more work, and this lady sits next to me in the couch to the left of me, and she's just, wow. Literally talk about bringing my energy down. Literally talking about dimming the lights in Starbucks. I was like, can somebody please remove her? I don't know if you ever seen those, what are those things in the fighter jet where they pretty much pull that hook or whatever it is and ejects them out of their seat before they crash. I wish they had a eject button right there in that couch. But I'm telling you, it was just one of those things that I was like, I literally had to get up. I had to get up and remove myself from that situation. And I always tell people, hey, handle it, right? And I was actually going to talk to her. I really was. My intent was going to talk to her. I said, you know what? I'm going to put my laptop down. I'm going to start a conversation with this lady. I'm going to talk to her about her attitude and why she needs to change it, right? And I was going to talk to her, but of course, she kept talking. Before you know it, she was still there 20 minutes later. I said, you know what? I got to go, right? So I couldn't sit there all day. I actually had another meeting coming up. So I really wanted to talk to her about some things that she was saying. That I wish, that I think I could have really helped her with what she was saying. She was having problems at her work. She was having problems with her kids. So I definitely wanted to just talk to her. But definitely her attitude just did not help the situation, guys. Definitely did not help the situations, okay? So what I want to talk to you about today is the diseases of attitude, right? And it's never pleasant to talk about negativity, but it's let's be real. It's part of life, right? Negativity happens. It's part of life. Now, negative is normal, but it's not successful. But it's normal, right? So remember that, right? But here is what I want to tell you. You must learn how to handle negativity, right? This lady definitely did not know how to handle it, right? But you can't ignore it neither, guys. And I think she was ignoring all the negativity that was going on in her life. And I know we grow up in a society that, even my mom, when I was growing up, your parents would tell you, just ignore it, right? And it seemed like, as I got an adult and negative things started happening to me, the ones that I ignored became bigger. Does that make sense? But the ones that I handled, meaning I confronted. Now, not confronted in an aggressive way. Let's be adults here, right? So, but I confronted it, right? And I talked about it. I communicated it, right? I handled it, right? And most people might tell you, just ignore it. I'm telling you, you have to handle it, right? You have to handle it. Now listen to this now. You don't have to live in it. You don't have to dwell on it. But you have to handle it. And I hope that makes sense. I always talk to individuals, the day we were born, it's like, we start that great war from between good and evil, right? And you know what I mean, right? Like from positive to negative, like we started every day in our life, there's positivity, there's negativity, right? And it's a mental and physical war. It really is, okay? And you've seen those cartoons where, or sometimes even TV, where you see those individuals that are walking around, they got like a little devil on the right shoulder and a little angel on the left shoulder, right? And you got your negativity on your right, you got your positivity on your left, right? But that starts from the day we were born, right? And I'm going to tell you this, if positivity doesn't rouse itself, then negativity will take over. I hope that makes sense, right? So let's talk about a few things that are the diseases of attitude, right? The first one I want to talk about, now there's a lot of them, right? There's a lot of them. I'm just going to talk about a few because I don't want to keep the podcast 3-4 hours long, right? But I'm going to talk about a few, right? And when I was listening to that lady, I kind of just had this all in my mind. And I'll say, oh, I know my next subject for my podcast, right? So this is what I want to talk about, right? So the first one is doubt. Doubt is like a plague, okay? Honestly, doubt is like a plague. And it's one of the worst ones is self-doubt. Individuals doubt themselves sometimes before even trying something. Individuals doubt themselves, if something is able to work out. They doubt if they can do something, right? They doubt if they can make that much money. They doubt if they can ever get where they want to go. They doubt if their job is going to work, their career is going to work. They doubt if, they can lose 10 pounds. They just doubt themselves, right? Can you imagine the damage you're doing to yourself just by doubting yourself? However are you going to accomplish anything by doubting yourself? However are you going to, maybe you're trying to get a job promotion. Maybe you're trying to start a business. How can you even start doubting yourself? And the thing is, the individuals that have kids and you start doubting yourself, what do your kids think? It's okay to doubt themselves. So doubt is crazy. Okay? So just imagine how powerful doubt is. It's powerful, right? So here's a simple key. Just stop doubting yourself. Everybody's all, well, I could have said that. No, honestly, stop doubting yourself. Become a believer. Remember, and probably don't remember because I don't remember, but when the day we started walking, we became a believer. Why did we become a believer? Let's think about it. When we learned how to walk, we took one step, we fell, right? And we got up again and we took another one step, we fell, right? We kept falling, we kept getting up. We kept falling, we kept getting up. We kept falling, we kept getting up. But then we took two steps and then we fell. And then we took four steps and then we fell. And then we took six steps and then we fell. And then we took 10 steps, then we fell. And then we started walking. Now, it wasn't the best walk, but we started walking. We started believing. See how important that is. Now, the same thing is in our lives. You might push forward in something and you might have to step back. That means you just fell again, but you're going to get right back up. And I'll tell people all the time, if you're going to fall, fall flat on your back. That way you can look up, right? So make sure to stop doubting yourself, okay? But you got to become a believer, okay? And I want to tell you this. The understanding of your self-worth is the beginning of self-progress. I'm going to repeat that one more time. The understanding of our self-worth is the beginning of our self-progress. I hope that sunk in, right? Okay, so let's go to number two here. The what-if attitude, right? That person that shrugs the shoulder, the what-if, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this. I'll tell you this. The individuals that worry so much, all they end up doing is worrying, right? And I learned something. When I stopped worrying about things, how much more energy I had throughout my day, how much more positive I was about, just everyday challenges, right? And let's be honest, life is risky. So why sit around and just worry about stuff? We get in the car, that's a risk, right? Getting married is a risk. Having children is a risk. Starting your own business is a risk, right? And let me tell you how risky life really is. You're not going to get out alive. Think about it. We were born and we pass. But life is risky, right? But we still challenge it every day. So why worry about it, right? So, and let me tell you what's important. It's not how long you live. It's how you live, okay? It's not how long you live. It's how you live. I hope that sinks in, right? So, and my next one, I think is my last one right here, guys, complaining. That's what this individual was doing at the Starbucks, complaining, right? Wow. Guys, this is a big one. It's huge, right? And they're all big, right? They're, self-doubt, whining, what if this, what if I could have, went to school, what if I would have graduated college, what if, I don't know, what if everything, right? So, but complaining is huge, right? Complaining can destroy your life. You could spend 10 minutes complaining and you wasted 10 minutes literally complaining. It didn't do nothing. What she did is she's literally wasted, much more she was there, but she could have been there an hour complaining. She wasted an hour of life complaining instead of handling the situation. Right? Because it's much easier to complain. And we got to get out of that mindset. We really got to get out of that mindset, okay? Complaining is a deadly disease. Individuals want to complain about everything under the sun. And I'm telling you, they do. They want to complain about the weather, the job, their boss, the children, the spouse, their friend, food, the food they eat, their upbringing, where they're from. They want to complain about everything. Stop it. These individuals literally just, they whine and cry for years about everything. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're one of those individuals that's in that category, you need to stop it immediately, honestly. Because you're also affecting other people. I didn't even know that stranger, but she was affecting me. But I had to walk away from the situation. So understand that complaining affects others. Right? So imagine living a life of just complaining. Dying with complaints. What kind of life is that to live? What kind of life can you just say, oh man, I had a great life. I complained all the time. Ha ha ha. Right? These deadly diseases, attitude are easy to change. But honestly, in reality, you have to. The only one that can change is you. The only one that can change it is yourself, right? And here's, I'm going to tell you a few things that kind of helped me when I started thinking about this, I'm like, man, how can I put this together in the podcast? Literally just started thinking about it. And, it's really, I just started thinking, how did I change it? How did I start changing, my self-doubt? How did I start changing my worrying and complaining? How did I start changing that, right? And I started thinking about it. I really did. I was like, So I'm sitting in the car. I literally had to turn down. I was, listening to my Les Brown, and I turned it down, and I just started thinking. I said, how did I change it? Right? And it was pretty simple, right? And I might have changed it in more ways, but here's the ones that just really, to me, were the factor of everything, right? And I always ask, who are you hanging around? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are those individuals complaining? Are those individuals, do they have the self-doubt? Those individuals, what if this? They worry so much about everything. Are you hanging around those individuals? Are those individuals, do they doubt you? Or do they doubt others all the time? Right? You got to ask yourself, who are you hanging around? Honestly, just think for a little bit and think, who are you hanging around? And sometimes, honestly, it could be a best friend from childhood that you don't want to get rid of. I'm not never telling nobody to get rid of their best friend from childhood or family member. Because I know sometimes we love somebody so much. But, I'll tell you what. Sometimes you just got to start separating yourself a little bit more. And you got to find new friends. Okay? And it's okay. Because trust me, it's going to work out for the better. Right? So, and another one, what are you listening to? What goes in your brain is what most of you will be thinking about, okay? So what are you listening to? Are you always listening to, negative news or listening to someone that loves to tell you all about all the negativity that's going on in the world and the negativity in the neighborhood, the gossip on Facebook? What are you listening to, right? We live in a society of social media. It's crazy, right? You got Facebook, you got YouTube, you got Instagram. You got this podcast right now that you're listening to that you can listen to positivity all day. And if you feel negative, if something happened to you, promise you, put on some positivity and it will uplift you immediately. Okay? So what are you listening to? Ask yourself, right? So another one that helped me is, what are you reading, right? And people that know me that, grew up with me from childhood, I was, I definitely hated school. I never read a book. But I'll tell you what, I never knew how important reading was to the human brain until I went into business for myself. Honestly, when I started reading and just started self-educating, self-developing, growth, I kept growing. You know, I remember the teachers telling me, oh, you're going to be growing. You know, you're going to be learning for the rest of your life. I'm like, man, when I get out of this high school, I'm out of here. I'm never going to learn again, right? But they were so right. Growth is so important. And what are you reading? Are you reading a book? And individuals say, I'm so busy to read. No, you're not, right? No, you're not. Nobody's ever that busy. There's no such thing. You can read 10 pages in 5 to 10 minutes. It depends how fast you read. I don't know how fast somebody reads it. Maybe 15 minutes, right? 10 pages in a month. What is that? 300 pages. That's a book, and maybe a book and a half. That takes 5-15 minutes of your day to read. It doesn't take long. But so much people, I'm telling people right now in this podcast to do that, and they won't do it. How crazy is that? That letting them know that reading will help them become more successful, and they won't do it. Is that not crazy, right? So reading is important, guys. You know, and what you're listening to is important. I never have the radio on. You know, it's always some, you know, motivational speaker or, you know, something about business that I'm listening to. I'm always growing, right? So you got to understand that's very important, right? And you guys, and I'm pretty much ending here, guys. So, you know, I hope I brought value to you, for you today. But I'm gonna tell you this: attitude is a little thing that can make a big difference. Okay. Attitude is a little thing that can make a big difference in our lives. So protect it like your life depends on it, because it does. Okay. And I'm going to say that one more time. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference in our lives. So protect it like your life depends on it, because it does. Okay, guys? Guys, thank you for tuning in. This is Grenade Motivation. I will see you next week. I hope everybody has an amazing weekend. Stay tuned in. Please share. Let your friends know about Grenade Motivation. If you like anything I said, you wrote it down. Share it on social media. God bless. We will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.